The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development reported late yesterday that private sector jobs grew by only 1.3% in the 12 months ending in March.
Those state-by-state comparisons won't be out until mid-September. Analysts believe these latest numbers won't be likely to affect Wisconsin's ranking as 37th in the nation when it comes to job growth.
The jobs report follows on the heels of the Walker administration's announcement of a significant shortfall in revenue during the last fiscal year. This could drop the state budget into the red in the coming year.
And all of this is going on against the backdrop of a very close race for governor. WPR state government reporter Sean Johnson joins us now. Welcome back, Sean.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, looking at these numbers, 1.3% job growth, it's not a disaster, but not exactly a barn burner when it comes to the economy.
No, it's not a barn burner. It's kind of remarkably consistent with what Wisconsin has seen lately. I mean, it's pretty close to what Wisconsin saw a year ago in a similar report that ended in March of 2013. So, yeah, it's not, clearly not an economy that's taking off. If you couple this with, recent revenue estimates that showed the state taking in less money than expected, it appears to be an economy that's slowing down a bit.
Are people pointing toward particular factors behind that somewhat tepid growth?
You'll hear different explanations for it, I guess. I mean, it's political season, and so right now these numbers are sort of caught up in that political volley between Mary Burke and Scott Walker. And so, the Burke campaign is framing it in terms of what has Wisconsin done since Scott Walker took office, since January of 2011. And if you compare those numbers to other states, they are not good. I mean, Wisconsin does trail its Midwest neighbors in job growth. It trails the nation. If it had grown at the rate of the nation, it would have added, somewhere close to 60,000 more jobs. That's what you hear from, one side.
And in the governor's camp, what's the response?
He's not. These are the numbers that he said during the recall campaign. You're supposed to look at. These are the economists will back that up. Actually, the quarterly census of employment and wages, highly accurate, as the name implies. They are a census of employers. They come from unemployment insurance records from about 96% of employers. So the governor really built these up a couple years ago. So it's hard for him to kind of walk away from them, even though he's trying to do that now. So what he's been trying to do is say, look, we're still growing better than they did in the Doyle years when Mary Burke was Commerce Secretary.
We have these numbers now, but it's kind of weird. It's a sneak preview of the official federal state-by-state numbers. Is that right?
Yes, it is. And this is something that, again, it was the first time that they did it was during the recall campaign. The Walker administration has taken to releasing these quarterly census of employment and wages early. And so they come out. The state's added that many jobs. The state, private sector grew by 1.3% from March to March. And then you're sort of left to say, well, so what? How did that compare to the nation? And we'll find that out, I believe, it's September 18th. So you don't have to wait too long for that. But, a year ago at this time in that March to March period, I think Wisconsin was 34th and had very similar growth to what you're seeing here. And if you look at the last census report that we had that covered all of 2013, so December to December, that was Wisconsin was 37th, and it added about 28,000 jobs. So there's not a lot sometimes in terms of percentage growth that separates you 37th from 38th. So I think to say, we're going to be 37th in the next report, nobody can make that claim exactly, but that you're in the ballpark, and this is the pace that the state's economy has been growing at, and certainly nowhere near the pace of the nation's.
Looking at this again in the context of the race for governor, it seems like as we're going on, it keeps coming back to jobs.
It does, and I think part of that is because of the way that the governor framed his first campaign. I mean, every political campaign talks about jobs, especially given the way that the economy has been for, a decade or more now. Any political campaign is going to talk about jobs. But in Wisconsin, I think Governor Walker really set the table 4 years ago for this, the discussion we're having today, because he made such a huge promise, and he was so unequivocal about it. And he was going to help help the state create 250,000 jobs. You know, it's a big number. It's a number he repeated often. He said he should be judged by it. You know, pretty much he was really just unequivocal about it. And so here we are in 2014. He's at about 102,000, given the latest best count that we can make there. Obviously not going to hit it. And so political season, you know, Mary Burke would be foolish not to talk about it.
Well, it's interesting if you think about past elections, if a major court ruling, say, on same-sex marriage came down smack in the middle of the election campaign, that would be a big issue. That would be big for both candidates. Nothing. They didn't skip a beat, it seemed like.
No, they didn't. They know what they want to talk about. They don't seem to be pushed from that too much. I would say Mary Burke in particular knows the message that she wants to hit home over and over again right now, and she's happy to talk about that 250,000 jobs promise, you know, as many times as she'll be given the chance. You know, Governor Walker has taken to arguing the jobs debate kind of on different battlefronts, and he's now citing in his most recent campaign ad, he's citing monthly job estimates that he really derided a couple of years ago as being prone to error. So, you know, he's looking for ways to you know, engage in that debate, too, that don't involve him saying, well, yeah, we're short of that promise.
Another bit of economic-related news this week, the administration announcing that the state collected $280 million less than expected in revenues. How does this affect the budget and then the political conversation?
The budget in the short term is okay. I mean, those revenue collection numbers were through the end of June, and in the fiscal year that ended at the end of June, Wisconsin was in the black. The problem is we have a two-year budget here in Wisconsin, and the lawmakers and the governor, when they crafted that budget, left themselves very little wiggle room at the end of the two-year budget, and so that $281 million shortfall is enough to throw the two-year budget $115 million into the red. That doesn't even take into account the fact that, well, you know, revenue estimates are for the next year might not be as rosy as we had previously thought, and a whole variety of other factors. So, you know, I think you can safely say right now Wisconsin is projected to run a deficit. This is the political season. I mean, that is one of the things that Governor Walker has pointed to, that I made tough decisions, but we balanced the budget. It's certainly harder for him to say that right now. He says he'll still be able to make moves within his administration that can solve that deficit, but he's not really transparent as to what those might be. We should know a little bit more about the state of things in October, when the Walker administration puts out a more detailed report on these numbers.
Is this something that ultimately could fall back to the legislature to have to tweak and repair the budget come January?
Yeah, I mean, you're in this situation where, I mean, remember when Walker came into office in 2011, Wisconsin was running a projected deficit, and we had a budget repair bill that turned into probably the most famous budget repair bill in Wisconsin mm-hmm. history. Where Act 10 was born, a lot of other things were introduced, you know, pretty contentious time. They ultimately, you know, balanced the next two-year budget, but this one is shaping up to leave the next governor and the next legislature, whoever they might be, with a deficit. It might not be a huge deficit, but I think you look at the numbers that are out there right now, and revenue growth, you have to say there's a pretty good chance that the next governor and legislature come in January will have to be watching this.
And that's a long tradition, governors leaving a budget shortfall for the next occupant of the office?
Yeah, and I mean, polls are so close right now that might very well be Governor Walker, and it might very well be a Republican legislature. I think all you can, all you can safely say is that It's not looking great with the budget right now, and based on the best information that we know for sure, the state is projected to go into deficit.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob.
That was Sean Johnson, WPR's state government reporter.